What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am joined by one of my newest friends in podcasting. She has an awesome kid show called Story Pillar, and she is the host and the creator of the show, doing lots of voices just like me. Her name is Meg Lewis!
I'm so happy to be here, Mr. Eric!
Me too. And now you are here to help us tell a story.
Which is great because I love stories and I have lots of friends that love stories too.
You might meet some of those friends, in fact, the friends from Story Pillar. Mm-hmm. So before we get started, we, of course, need a question. And this is from a listener named Saffron.
Hi, my name is Saffron. I like Jeff Cat and Fred the Dog. And my what if question is, what if Jeff Cat and Fred the Dog went on a picnic on in a field, and Jeff Cat sneezed and he came on a mountain, and every time he sneezed he would go on the mountain because there were a lot of pollen around. Thank you. Bye.
Saffron, thank you so much for your question. I really like all the details she added.
If I could sneeze myself onto a mountain, why stop there? Why not sneeze myself onto the moon or, like, ooh, Jupiter?
Oh, it's sneezing space travel. Maybe we finally unlocked it, how to really, really get from A to B.
No rocket fuel.
Yes. Oh, it's so much cleaner for the environment. Saffron, thank you. I'd also like to point out that she is one of our listeners who has submitted many, many questions. So I'm really happy that we finally get to play one of hers today. And I hope that Saffron enjoys this story. So let's find out. I'm going to paraphrase the best I can. Let's find out. What if JF Cat and Fred the Dog went on a picnic in a field and JF Cat sneezed, and every time he sneezed, he would go on a mountain because there was a lot of pollen around?
Whew. That was amazetastic, as my friend Sneak would say.
Our story starts with Fred the dog snoozing in a field beside his friend JF Cat.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I was snoozing. I had the weirdest dream where I was a statue, like a big diamond statue, and when I sneezed, I blew people all the way across time.
That wasn't you who sneezed, it was me. But don't worry, I put on my pollen-proof mask.
And we see that JF Cat is wearing some kind of strange gas mask. That's why his voice sounded just a little distant.
So there should be no more sneezing of anyone. Wait, what is that? Okay, that appears to be a ghost, a sneezing ghost.
Ooh. Achubu, I have to say that your sneeze, I just love the cadence of it, though.
Oh, thanks. Do you have a tissue that I could use, please?
I get boogers all the time. Just use my tail. It's very curly.
Oh, no, thank you. What's your name? Achubu!
Well, I'm Fred the dog, and my tongue is too long for my mouth. That's why I talk the way I do.
And I'm JF Cat, and
my name is Tully, and I'm a ghost with allergies, which is really bad during allergy season.
Hey, I know exactly what you mean. That's why I, after that last sneeze, I put on my pollen-proof mask here.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Do they make those in transparent, glittery ghost colors? Because that might be kind of good for my allergies.
Maybe we can help you.
Well, actually, I kind of have this thing that I have to do, but I don't really know if I can.
The idea of I can't is not an idea I'm familiar with. I'm the mighty JF Cat, and I can do anything I set my mind to, though sometimes I do need help.
I guess technically I can climb a really tall mountain and meet my friends Sneak and Bean for a picnic. That will be really cool because we'll be able to see everything everywhere in the entire world from the top of the mountain, but I'm feeling a little scared.
Well, what are you scared of, Tuli?
I'm a little embarrassed to talk about it because, you know, ghosts fly, but I just really don't like heights.
Hey, listen, we're all afraid of something. I, for example, am afraid of an unopened can of tuna fish.
Me too. You never know what the smell's gonna be like when you crack it open.
Mm-hmm. Or what if there's not a can opener nearby? Oh, I just get nervous thinking about it.
Listen, you two, I think what you need is just a little bit of practice, you know? Just take it one little bit at a time and...
Or I could just, you know, not climb a mountain and tell my friends I'll see them another day?
That is up to you. But I think since this is a story, we are gonna have to do the first thing.
Okay. Are you sure you don't have any tissues in that gas mask, though? I feel a big one coming on.
Let me see.
And JF Cat reached up inside his gas mask and pulled out a small tuft of fur.
That's not really a tissue.
Yeah, it's really, really nice of you.
Okay, I have the power to sneeze myself on top of a mountain, thanks to Saffron's question, but it'll take me 3 sneezes to work up the steam.
What about if we start small with the first sneeze, like maybe just a little bit off the ground?
I've got just the thing. All I have to do is lift the mask up just a little bit and let a little bit of pollen.
Oh dear. Oh no.
And JF Cat sneezed them on top of a mountain. Well, it was actually more of a molehill. Mount Molehill, in fact. Have you ever seen a molehill? If you've been to the park, you probably have. They look like little holes dug in the ground with the dirt piled up around it. And it's just big enough for a little cute mole or vole or mole rat to poke its head up through.
Hello. Well, what? What brings you to Mount Molehill? I assume you want to share your fears. That's actually what Mount Molehill is best for.
Really? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. I'm Mortimer Mole at your service. Tell me, what's got you feeling afraid today?
I'm afraid of heights. And I also have allergies.
I see.
Do you have any tissues in your molehill?
Let me just see what I have for you.
And Mortimer Mole went down into their molehill and pulled up a square of an old picnic blanket.
I've been using this as a blanket, but it seems like you need it more than me.
Wow. I don't know if I should get my ghost boogers all over it, but thank you.
Don't mention it. Listen, all I'm here to tell you is that having allergies and being afraid of heights is, in fact, the worst thing in the world.
Wait!
And Mortimer Mole started running around his molehill.
I can't believe I'm feeling so scared just thinking about it.
This is a strange tactic. I don't know how this is going to put you at ease.
I'm gonna let them all out.
Yeah, I thought this was supposed to help me get over my fear.
Sometimes your feelings get too big to hold inside, and if you let them out, then you feel just a little bit better. Why don't you try it?
Okay, ready?
You've got big feelings in there. If you're feeling this afraid, there's gotta be a reason for it. Let it out! I'll join you.
Jubu! Oh!
Well, look at your fear. Does it seem quite as big?
I have to say, I do feel a little bit better. So, maybe it did kind of work.
That's just great. Now I have to go back to being afraid of, Well, of birds and cranes and...
Maybe old shoes?
Old shoes, yeah. Oh, wait, I could live inside an old shoe, unless it was one of those shoes that eats people.
Oh.
And Mortimer went on and on, listing his fears as he crawled back inside his molehill.
Oh, and you know what else I'm afraid of? Airplanes. Ugh. Not because of the heights, just because they're noisy.
Bye, Mortimer. Thanks for your help.
I don't know if that helps, but I'm actually, you know, I usually sneeze in threes, and I actually feel another one coming on, so
Me
well, I better get ready.
Hold on to your socks!
And this time, they sneezed up to an even taller mountain, although still just barely a mountain, only technically a mountain at 2,000 feet above sea level, called Mount Minimalist. Okay, so we're a little higher now. How do you feel?
Are you sure this isn't Mount Maximimus? That's not a word.
I promise it's not that high.
And an old werewolf, that's W-H-E-R-E, wolf, was just finishing her climb up the mountain.
Me, Vera Werewolf, if you've haven't met me before, I'm the oldest werewolf in all of What If World, and this is the only mountain that I can still climb to howl at the moon.
Hello, Vera. My name's Tully, and I... Oh, dear. I'm a ghost with allergies. Do you have any tissues in your werewolf fanny pack, by any chance?
Oh, you noticed my very flattering fanny pack. Let me see what I have in here.
I love the leopard print, by the way.
Oh, of course. I asked a leopard if they would shed some of their fur, and then I pasted it on here. It took a really long time.
And Vera opened her fanny pack and pulled out.
Okay, I just have this one bone. It was just saving it for a good chew later.
Yeah, I don't think you want to booger bone, so...
You could wipe your nose with it if you really had to, I think.
I wouldn't do that to you, Vera. Not to a fellow leopard print lover. Thanks anyway.
I feel like, when I look at you, that you've got a lot of pent-up feelings. You've been howling them out, or whatever, sneezing them out.
A chew-booing is the term we ghosts with allergies use.
Now it's time for you to ask... Where do these fears come from? That's what I always do.
Well, I'm afraid of heights. And now that you mention it, Vera Werewolf, I think it happened a long time ago that I was on my very first flight as a ghost, a young ghost girl, and I had a sneeze that was so big, I achoo-booed myself right off the edge of a really high cliff.
Oh, that does sound very scary.
And I luckily landed in a big pile of fall leaves. So I was okay, but it was still really frightening.
Well, why don't you sit with me here for a minute? Not at the right at the edge of this cliff, but just looking over.
And it was one of those days where, in the late afternoon, you can see the moon in the sky, even though it's not night yet.
When I sit here and look out at the moon, I just let my feelings flow. Do you feel safe beside me right now?
How could I not feel safe beside you? You're so kind and stylish.
That's right, and I would never let you fall. I'm here to help, and I'm also very good at catching things, even ghosts, I imagine.
Wonderful.
If those leaves were what saved you, maybe think about the smell and the comfort and the crinkle of those leaves. It might not make the fear go away, but now you know where it comes from.
Okay, I think I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to imagine myself falling over the edge of that terrible cliff. Plop. And I'm going to breathe in the scent of those awesome fall leaves with all their beautiful colors. And, yeah, I guess it wasn't that bad.
It couldn't possibly have been because you actually did it. Imagination's really powerful here. You just fell through the solid rock of the bout. You were like floating ghost style down there.
I thought I could catch you, but it turns out you're a ghost. I should have factored that in. But you're okay.
Achoo-boo.
I've got one last sneeze for you, Thule. Are you ready? Because this is the big one.
Oh, dear.
Remember, you can still feel a little bit afraid and keep going anyway.
Okay.
And with JF Cat's sneeze combined with Thule's sneeze, they shot all the way up through half of the atmosphere of What If World up to the tallest mountain, taller than any mountain you've ever imagined. Or maybe exactly that tall. And they landed atop Mount Whateverest.
Oof.
That was a lot. That was a really big lot.
Yeah, but did you see all the cool stuff we flew over on the way up here? I saw a yellow cow, and wow. I'm pretty sure I saw a purple chicken somewhere in there.
I actually just kept my eyes closed the entire time.
Have you come to join our picnic?
Yes, please.
And they saw Hungry Bungry, who of course looks out for Mount Whateverest. In the big pile of trash that actually makes this mountain after all. That's another story you can catch up on.
I heard some friends clamoring around here. That's what brought me over to this little picnic area. Do you know these two, this Sneak character and this little Bean?
Hey, Sneak! Bean, it's me, Thule.
Look alive, people. I got a hot tuna taco trash cake coming through,
said Sneak, who was a little caterpillar.
Sneak, no one wants to eat garbage,
said Bean, the butterfly. I actually do love trash tuna.
Would you like 10 slices, or how about 10 million?
Let's start with 10 million and go from there.
The sky's the limit, literally.
We're almost in outer space. It just kind of sort of depends on what if question we're listening to.
And Sneak, Bean, Thule, JF Cat, and Hungry Bungry all sat down to a lovely picnic together. And we don't need to get into what passes for a picnic on top of a trash mountain, but you can use your imagination. And before long, it was time for Thule, Sneak, and Bean to sneeze themselves home.
All right, everybody, buckle your boots. Let's get this Achoo-boo on the road. And a one, and a two, and a Achoo-boo. Achoo-boo.
And off they flew back to Story Pillar.
Or the moon.
You are actually turning towards the moon. You're going to want to veer well. They'll figure it out. The end.
Meg, we did it!
That was so fun. Oh my gosh.
Meg Lewis, I want these kids to find out a little bit more about Story Pillar from you.
Sure. Well, Story Pillar, I think, is a really fun podcast to listen to. We take sticky situations that kids might encounter every day. So maybe you're feeling afraid, like Thule. Or maybe you had an argument with your friend and you're not quite sure what to do about it. Or maybe you're feeling really mad at your little brother or sister. So what we do on Story Pillar is Sneak, the really excited caterpillar you just met, and his sister Bean, the slightly less excited butterfly you just met, talk about a sticky situation that they're dealing with. And then we all jump in an imaginary rocket ship and blast off to somewhere in the world where we get to listen to a story and pick up ideas for how to unstick whatever problem we're facing. And we also hear advice from kids, which is my favorite part.
And Meg Lewis, you, Sneak, Bean, and Thule are welcome back here anytime. Is there anyone at home or abroad you would like to shout out before you go?
Yes, I would like to shout out all the wonderful people I know, especially Jamie and Jaina and Mike.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed the story, and have a great one, Meg.
Bye. Thanks, Mr. Eric. This was so fun.
We've got a big shout out before we go to Eleanor, age 8, and her sister Ramona, age 6. I, Fred the dog, am their favorite character, and Eleanor also loves cats, playing soccer, and acting.
And I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, our guest Meg Lewis, my producer Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that there's more than one way to face your fears, but talking them out is a great place to start. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.